in defining what exactly is tshuva. So besides the act of vidoyin, all the mechanisms we use within the process of tshuva to properly do tshuva, but at the core issue of tshuva, what exactly is the halakhic definition of tshuva? What exactly does one have to do to be qualified to say that this action itself is tshuva? Besides the vidoy, besides salchei, besides other types of add-ons, tzedakah and other types of things, the basic thing Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, mahi tshuva, what exactly is tshuva? Somebody completely walk away from Avera, he's no longer involved in this whole thing as whatsoever. He is not in his mind, it's out of mind, it's out of sight. He is no longer affiliated or associated with Avera whatsoever. And at the same time, he has a firm commitment that it's not a momentary walking away. It has to be something where he's committed to the future, that he should maintain the stance in the future. That is something that's in the past, he's putting it in the past, and he's completely walked away from there. And at the same point, since he is walking away, he has to have some sort of regret. Basically, he's looking back to the past. He's saying something I didn't want to do. And he's going to commit to not doing that in the future. Now, the Rambam says famous words here. He says, the point of sincerity is, the degree that one has to be sincere in this regard, so one has to be so sincere that the one who knows all secrets, in Yechad Baruch Hu himself, can testify on this person that he will never revert back to his ways and he will never do it again. Now, that sounds very scary, because we all know ourselves, we do things many times, and we try, and in a moment of sincerity, we really do try hard. But it's not easy. So down the road, maybe we'll hold, for a Kippur itself, maybe. You know, as we go down the road, we go back to the course of the year, and you end up ending up back where you were before. So what happens? Does that mean my tshuva wasn't sincere? The moment wasn't sincere? It was sincere, but then I lost it. But for the Rambam necessitates, the one should have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should testify that he'll never get back to there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu always knows the future. So that means every time I do tshuva, what's going to happen over there? So the famous Ravitzlis points out that the Rambam does not say his choice of language does not indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his capacity as one who knows the future, will testify upon me. He says Yor Lov Yedeya Talumis. Yedeya Talumis means someone who knows in the depths of my heart what's going on. And they want to say pshat as follows. He says there's two things. There's one thing where I know the future. It means I can be sincere right now. Later on something will change. I'll end up where I started. Right? But at this moment I was sincere. Now that being the case, Yedeya Talumis means I can look at somebody's heart. At that specific moment, he is genuine, he's sincere, he means it with every fiber of his being. What will happen later on? It could be something else to come along and change. No, later on, it will weaken his resolve and something will change. But at that moment, he's entirely sincere. Because Baruch Hu is not looking to judge you based on your future. He's not saying, I could testify this person's truth is complete, he'll never revert back to that. If that happens, it happens. It doesn't repudiate his truth that he did at that time. What it does do is, however, because Baruch Hu will have to testify that at that specific moment, that instant is completely tar. The Meiri gives a famous mashal. Meiri speak out a famous mashal. They say that somebody does tshuva and does not intend to abandon his avera. He just goes to shul and says, okay, but he has no intention of dropping whatever he did. It's like somebody goes into a mikveh holding a sheretz. Obviously, if he's holding on to the source of tumah while he's tovel, it won't do anything. But the Ritzvah says, by the same token, there's a concept, the guy can go to the mikveh, he's tahar, and a week later he touches the sheretz, he'll become tameh. Nobody will say that he goes back to tumah all the way to the beginning. It's a new action. It doesn't validate his previous actions. The idea is, as long as he's sincere at that moment, that if come what may, at this specific instant, no matter what happens, I will not do that avera. That is a tshuva shlema and a full-fledged kiyum of tshuva in that regard. Obviously, we try to add the emotion, and let us speak this out, that it's brought down in Keser Reish, that he says, sincerity of that moment is what counts. You have to make a firm commitment that right now, at the moment, I am walking away from the past and I will not do it again in the future. If something changes in the future, that will not invalidate it, but that will be something, and we add the emotion. Obviously, the achet and all the process we go through, the vidya is all to reinforce that, so that hopefully we shouldn't go back to that same status. Now, how exactly does one rank whether one's tshuva was sincere or not? The Rambam in Halacha Aleph there says, "Ezuhi tshuva gemura, zesh shabali yadik davar sha'avarbai." Somebody who will know his tshuva is complete or sincere when he is faced the exact same challenge, he confronts the same challenge, the same situation. And the evshav yadi lasla, he appears shleiosim pleya tshuva. He's faced the same challenge, and the Rambam goes on to list. He gives a case of somebody ended up with a woman, and he came with a avera. And years later, some time later, he does true, but he comes back to the same situation, the same person, the same taiva, the same scenario. There's nobody else watching him. You know, somebody goes and commits online, he goes and robs a bank, he pulls off some fraud. And later on, a year later, he has the same challenge again, and there's nobody in the room watching him, the exact same setup. And the reason why he does not do it again is because of his tshuva, that is tshuva shleima. When you have the exact same taiva, the exact same opportunity, and still you refrain because of the tshuva. However, if one would go ahead and refrain because the policeman behind him watching what he's doing, obviously his tshuva is not sincere. So the true mark of tshuva is when you're faced only with the exact same scenario, and even so you refrain because of the tshuva alone. However, the Ram does continue, and he says, "From Loishav El Yimei Zekunus." What happens if somebody doesn't do tshuva when he's young? He's older, he's getting old, getting on in life, his taiva is already beginning to wane. He doesn't have the same drive he had when he was a kid. And he doesn't have the same taiva, so now he wants to do tshuva. He said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll never do it again. And in truth, he won't do it again. But the reason why he won't do it again is tshuva, but it's coupled with the fact that he simply lacks the ability to do it. He lacks the drive, he lacks the ability, he lacks the taiva. So what happens then? Is that tshuva or not? The Rambam says that also is tshuva. So how do we understand that? Here's a guy who really would do it again. He doesn't have the opportunity. So why is that called tshuva? And the answer to that is, seems to be in the Rambam, is that we talk a lot in Yados about Hashem wants your heart, Hashem wants you to be sincere, and so on and so forth. Very into the emotions and sincerity of one's actions. However, the bottom line is in halacha that there's a legal framework here. One has to keep mitzvahs whether you like it or not. One has to refrain from avarice whether you like it or not. You know, someone's driving through a stop sign and he says to the officer, well, I wasn't really in the mood of keeping the law today because I had a down day today. The officer isn't going to waive the ticket because of that. Now, we understand it's a legal framework, you got to keep it. So when it comes to the tshuva, the same thing is true. You have to, there's a legal guidelines here. Someone has to say, look, this is us, sir, I can't do this. I'm going to walk away and I will not do it again. If I ensure somehow that I will never do it again because of my tshuva, I ensure I'll never do it again. So I've committed to legally never doing this again. So it may not be the most sincere form of tshuva, but in action, that's the first line. The first line halacha always is, did you or didn't you do the action? Before the heart, before the emotion. If you keep the Torah in emotion without the law, it's not going to go anywhere. Right? If you keep the law, you're at least on first base. So what's going to happen is like this. If you go ahead and you ensure, let's say you say like this, my taiva is so strong, I can't overcome my taiva. But I will knock out the wherewithal to do the veira again. So I have done tshuva to some degree, and I've also removed the ability to go to the tshuva. So if I do something, I'm in a scenario, and my job allows me to steal, and I switched to a different job, and now that job's not there anymore. Right? So I use that opportunity to make sure that in action I'll never do it again. So again, somebody who's older, he's more advanced in his age, and part of the act, at the end of the day, he has his lack of taiva. But he's doing what he can at this point to ensure that practically speaking, he's not involved in the Avera anymore. That is a tshuva. It's not as much of a tshuva. Certainly a full-fledged halachic tshuva, and he has in Mekayim, the full-fledged tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be happy with his tshuva. Which in a practical note for us means that even if somebody looks at what he does in life, and he wants to turn the corner, and he says, but I want to turn the corner, I want to change, it's too hard for me to change. The main thing to focus, the first step is always the action. Make sure in action you change. The heart, the emotion, that's all kind of, hopefully will come later, and that's all lemaisa. But the first step always is, take the step to make sure that an action doesn't happen again.